Yes, we are thankful that you are here this morning. We know we are in a time of great uncertainty in our nation, in our churches, in our families. There's a lot of stress that is being brought about because of the situations that we find ourselves in. We already have at least one member of our church that has been totally furloughed, maybe a couple have been furloughed already and not working at this point. So if you find someone in need, you can help them, even if it is something as simple as maybe have them over to wash your car, vacuum your car out, and you know, help them out that way with a little love gift. Maybe you don't want to have them do that. You just want to help with a love gift. That will be a blessing. One that is on furlough said, since he's on furlough, if anybody needs something done at their house, needs some help, a water pipe or something breaks, something that he can do, he said, please let me know. And y'all let me know if you have anything that is pressing that comes up in the next day or two, or three, four, however long this lasts. Brother Max has said he'd be willing to come by and help any way he can. And he's on furlough, so he's got plenty of time to do it. That's one way that you can look at this here. If you are touched economically or employment-wise, look to be a help to someone. Our God is great. Our God lives on, he's eternal, he's almighty. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and this did not catch him by surprise. Now, many of you showed up this morning, probably expecting to be inside and find ourselves out here. This is some of the changes that we have to make as we go along. I've never pastored in a situation like this. So I'm going step by step as I possibly can. Some of you already heard there's a pastor up in Virginia that has the virus. There's a church in Georgia that several of their, above 40, has the virus within them. One lady, I believe, has already passed away during this situation. Let me reiterate again, we are in daily prayer trying to make these decisions and think and we're constantly looking to the Lord for help. If you are sick, please stay home. Not only stay home from church, stay home from Wawa. Stay home from Dunkin' Donuts. Stay home from Publix. You say, well, Pastor, I need some toilet paper. Send a text, call, somebody will come and bring you some and drop it off at your house. So be wise, be cautious. So if you're sick or feeling sick, or if you're afraid, some of you may be afraid to even go get something from the grocery store. So you're sitting at home hungry, please let us know. We can get something by to you. We can go and get it and bring it to your house and make sure you're cared for. So let's be very careful and cautious during this time. Help us to look to the Lord during this time. Now, it may be possible that we, as a church, they have to suspend services. We're trying to do all that we can to at least meet together some form, fashion, or way. So if that happens, we will get the word to you. If it happens that we meet like the church in North Carolina, we put you on the field out here with your cars. You roll the window down and we put speakers out there and we do it that way. We're not sure. We're going to just go with this minute by minute, relying upon the Lord. I'm sure the three Hebrew children didn't have a practice run at a furnace. It wasn't like, oh, that didn't work right. Let's go again another way. So I didn't have a practice run when it comes to this. All I know is that we have a God in heaven that He knew this was going to take place. He knew where we'd be in our lives when this would take place. And I'm trying to reconcile in my heart and mind, how could I ever have preached a sermon about the three who grew children with faith and confidence and then stop meeting and talking to the Lord because of a virus? So I'm trying to see what to do, how to do it, where to do it. If you're stressed, I understand. If you have anxiety, I understand. When Paul said, on top of all this and the care of the church, I understand now more than before. I don't want anybody in our church, young or old or otherwise, getting sick. I don't want to be the cause of someone catching this virus. By no means. So I'm not having services just to say, look at what we're doing. I'm not holding service so we can say Lock Haven kept the doors open. I'm holding services because I believe where two or three are gathered together, there God is also.
Amen.
So we'll spread out another 100 feet and we'll go to singles. And listen, if you're not comfortable coming, I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to belittle you. I'm not going to call you and say, listen, where you're at? You haven't gone through this, so you have to walk with the Lord as you see fit. Now, it may come tonight, before we have service tonight, I text everybody and say, look, we're not going to have service. It might come Monday. Right now, we're here to meet with the Lord. Right now, we're here to cast our cares upon Him. So as we pray about this and you pray with me and you look forward to what's going to happen in the future, remember, God is on His throne. John chapter 6 this morning. John chapter number 6, verse number 68. This was a critical time in the Lord's ministry. In John chapter 6 and verse number 68. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. The multitudes and the master. And there was this question that was asked, to whom shall we go? I try daily to listen to the experts, at least when they're live. I try to stay away from repeats. I have great respect for those that the president has put behind him. I have great respect for the governor and the team that he's put behind him. And I try to listen to them. I try to hear what they're saying. I try to absorb what they're saying. And I try to bring it into perspective as a pastor. As one that has the God-given responsibility to watch for the flock of God that He's been put over. So I try to listen to them. And I try to pay attention to what they're saying and what we should do and how we should do it. But I've only heard a little bit. We need God. Thank God. I think that we have to be careful to understand that in whatever situation we find us in, and however great of a person that's leading our country or not leading our state or leading our city or whatever mayor we're sitting under, there is a message. And that message is, Jesus is our help. in time of need. God's Son, the one who died on the cross of Calvary, His death, His resurrection is what is needed in this very hour that we're at and we find ourselves. The crowds were leaving. If you know this story and you're reading it, they were going and leaving and going. It got so much that in verse 67, Jesus said to the 12 disciples, "Will you also go away? Will you also go away?" I'm here to tell you, dear friend, we all need someone to whom we can go to. Every last one of us. I'm not a lone ranger. I don't have all the answers to this situation, but I need to go to someone in time of need. I need to go to someone that has the answers. God's not left us as people to be loners. Do you remember in the Garden of Eden when Adam was lonely? When he looked and there was a cow that had a bull, and there was a hen that had a rooster, and there was a male zebra that had a female zebra, and there was a male chimpanzee that had a female chimpanzee, and looked out into the sea, and there was a female whale that had a male whale, and Adam was lonely and saddened, and the Lord said, "It's not good for man to be alone," and He brought him, put him to sleep, took a rib, made a woman. In the times that we find ourselves in, dear friend, we need each other. I know we got to have social distancing. I'm not against that. I know we got to be apart. But to be honest with you, the last decade since smartphones have come out, we have been social distancing ourselves. We can be sitting right beside somebody and they're on their cell phone, absorbed in their cell phones. Parents, they're not paying attention to children. Children not even interacting with parents and co-workers, not even talking to one another. We sit beside each other. We send texts and emails back and forth to each other. We've been social distancing for a long, long time now. So be careful. Keep your distance. But we need each other. There's folks in our community that need us. The other day, I took the church van down to Circle K, and as I was going in to get gas, it didn't want to give me a receipt for the church credit card, so I had to go indoors to ask for a receipt. And as I went indoors, there were more people in line at Circle K, had booze, cigarettes, and lottery tickets waiting in line. More people in there. And they're not even realizing they're in need of the Lord Jesus. Just more people there. So we all need someone. And here was the question. Peter answered, said, "Lord, who will we go to?" Remember family time. Remember the memories that you had, even at church. Listen, value human friendships. We got to, who can we go to? And I'll say it's none but the Lord. President Trump's never had a class on how to lead a nation through coronavirus. The governor he didn't go to an extra offshore course in a submarine somewhere that taught him how to lead a state in coronavirus. No, none of them. They have wisdom, they have smart people around them, they have people that is trying to make sense of the place we find ourselves in. But at the end of the day, dear friend, who will we go to? And I'll say none but the Lord. None but the Lord. Not Pastor. I mean, I'm here for you. I love you. I care for you. But at the end of the day, dear friend, this is as new to me as it is to you. I see this here coronavirus coming and all the information is put out there, and I'm like a calf looking at a new gate. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should go through it. I don't know if I should stop. I don't know, have any idea. All I know is I have the Holy Spirit of God living in me. I have the Word of God, and I have the examples given to us throughout Scripture, and I look to the Lord for aid, for help, for direction, for guidance. Today you may be asking yourself the same question. Who am I going to go to? Go to the Lord. Go to the Lord. There's an old hymn, hymn 345. If you got your hymn book beside you, hymn 345. Where could I go? 345, hymn 345, down at the bottom of the page. Where could I go? Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation's sword. Verse 2, neighbors are kind. I love them, every one. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above. Verse 3, life here is grand with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Seeking refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end, where could I go but to the Lord? Well, why would I go to the Lord? He says in verse number 68, the question's asked, Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? This is a rich response to the Lord asking the 12, will you also go away? And the answer for Peter was this, thou hast the words of eternal life. You know why we need to go to the Lord? Because our life on this earth is very limited. The Bible says in Psalms 90, verse number 10, that we have 80, possibly 10 more, sometimes less, sometimes more. Death and life is tied to time. It's moments, it's months, it's years. The president has asked for a 15-day reprieve. I think we're in day 7 or 8 from social gatherings. Everything's tied with time. But our time on this earth is very limited, and Peter understood that. He said, thou hast the words. That's plural. The words of eternal life. There's encouragement found in the Lord. Where are we going to get this encouragement? When we go to the Lord, we're going to get it from the Word. From the Word of God. Now, listen. It comes a time in life when things are beyond friends. There comes a time in life when things are beyond the government. There's a time in life when things are beyond the pastor. But nothing is beyond the Lord and His Word. And Peter said, where would we go? The reason I'm telling you to go to the Lord, dear friends, is because He has the words of eternal life. Jesus said in John 10, He said, I want to give you life abundant. He said to them, I want them to know the Father because the Father is eternal. The Bible teaches us that God is from everlasting to everlasting. So we all need someone to go to. So we've got to go to the Lord in this time of trouble. Find the information. Listen to the healthcare experts. Listen to the president, the governor, all of their teams. But at the end of the day, dear friend, if that's who you're depending upon, we're all in trouble. Because if they are not looking to God, they could possibly lead us the wrong direction. Look to the Lord, because His word is eternal forever. Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The comfort of the Word of God is there. But we may all come to Jesus. He said, whosoever should come to me, I will in no wise cast out. I know that's talking about salvation. But sometimes we ask ourselves, if I ask this question, it may not be the proper question. It may not be the right question. It may even seem like it's an ignorant question, or one that some would call stupid or dumb. The Lord says, come. All ye that are heavy laden, come. In Revelation, he said, the Spirit and the bride said, come. Jesus said in Isaiah, come, let us reason together. Go to the Lord with your questions. Go to the Lord during this difficult time that is there. Look what it says in John chapter 6 and verse number 69. John 6 and verse number 69. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. With surety, with confidence, go to the Lord. What does it mean to come to Him in faith? You know it's all right to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what in the world's going on. I have no understanding of what this situation is for today. I don't know what tomorrow brings. Lord, I don't know if I should, make this decision or not make this decision. What it means to come to the Lord by faith is, Lord, I'm dependent upon you because I do not have the wherewithal, the understanding. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Let him ask of God. So as Jesus is there, the multitudes are there, and the multitudes start leaving. Jesus himself, in verse 67, asked them this question, will you leave also? Peter answered, Lord, whom shall I go? Whom shall I go? Where would we go? Where would we go if we didn't have the Lord? You see the hysterical way that people are acting, the anxious way that people are. When we were growing up, we used to have toilet paper left over to go out and cast up people's their trees. I mean, we toilet paper people's houses. People in hysteria over a virus that doesn't even create diarrhea. But you can't find toilet paper nowhere. This is decisions that are made in the fleshly human manner in which we live in. Listen, if the Lord Jesus could calm the storms of the sea, heal the issue of blood of the one that just wanted to touch the hem of his garment, how great a God we have. Cleanse lepers. I'm not saying walking blind. I'm not saying, just go about this haphazardly. Since I was 8 or 9 years old, they've been teaching me how to wash my hands. This ain't a new concept, dear friend. Wash your hands. If somebody sneezes, you don't have to go over and shake your hand. Just stay away. If somebody is sick or you're sick, just stay home. There's all kind of ways to cover and watch and care for yourself. All kind of ways. This health care system that we have has come far since I was 8 years old. I mean, it has come very far since I was 8 years old. They're doing the very best they can, but our health care administrators need to look to the Lord. Our president needs to look to the Lord. Our governor needs to look to the Lord. Mayor Dyer needs to look to the Lord. We need to look to the Lord. Not one of us has all the information and wisdom that we need, that we do not need the Lord. Where can we go? To the Lord. Seek His face. Look through the words of eternal life. Find a friend in Him. Be a help to those that are in need, those that are lonely, those seniors that can't get out. See if you can do something for them. Maybe they just need a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread. The Lord came to this earth to minister. And we, as His people, need to be ready to minister to the best of our ability. We need to be ready and willing to reach our community in a time when they're hurting. There's real fear beyond the coronavirus. Real fear. These folks have lost their jobs. Businesses. Oh, I know they're promising. I know they're going to send help. But in the meantime, those people are sitting in real fear and anxiety, wondering what they're going to do tomorrow. I can tell you this. We as a church have to be ready to step up and be here for those that will otherwise be left to fend for themselves. Well, we have the government, and he's working on a plan. Praise God. He should be. They should be. But we are the church. We are the ones that should care, especially for those around us. Especially for those around us. Look to the Lord.